We're continuing the Shir in Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Beis. And today we begin the final topic in Yoredeya, which is Hilchos Reishis Hagez, the laws pertaining to the first shearings of wool of the sheep, which is one of the 24 gifts that the Jewish people give to the Kohen. Reminder once again that we're going to be starting Halacha Aleph now. We'll see that both Halacha Aleph and I believe Halacha Bey is also here. No, for now, Halacha Aleph were written while Rabbeinu Zal was still alive, so that Rav Nosson Zal was in his younger years, in his 20s, and Rav Nosson Zal refers to Rabbeinu Zal as Rabbeinu Neiro Yoyer, as a living person, number one. And Rav Nosson Zal's style in writing is very, very different in the Halacha Alephs than it is in the Halachas Heys and Vavs and Zions, which were 20, 30 years later in his life. Usually the Halacha Aleph is very short, clipped writing. You know, he makes very short, quick references to this chapter of the Likutei Moharan, that chapter, bing, bing, bim, bam. You know, I'll try to do my best to clarify, you know, as much as possible. Halacha Aleph, al pi ha-toiro tefila l'chavakuk b'simen yutes. This halacha, once again, is based on chapter 19 in Likutei Moharan, which, by the way, in Yoredeya, if you look through Likutei Halachas Yoredeya, this is probably the chapter that has the most halachas in Yoredeya based on this chapter in Likutei Moharan. This Torah yutes, which deals a lot with the Eitz Hadas, Tovara, with Targum, and topics like that, is probably the most quoted one throughout Yoredeya. Ki halavushin shenasin migizas tzemer heim bebechinas halochos. The garments, the clothing that's made from wool, represent halochos. Kemuva b'maymar tehila, as Rabbeinu Zal mentions in chapter 12 in Likutei Moharan, al posuk ukerochel lifnei goizezeho. The Gemara in one place compares the Torah Shebaal Peh to a sheep waiting to be shorn. That it's loaded with wool, it's got a lot of wool on it, and the minute you shear the wool, it starts growing right back. So too, the Torah Shebaal Peh is packed with halachos, and the minute you finish learning a set of halachos from it, you're ready to derive a whole new package of halachas from it. That's how loaded it is. Ukeroche lifnei goizezeho, shegoizezin mimeno halachos, whereby we shear, S-H-E-A-R, we shear halachos from the Torah Shebaal Peh, from the Mishnah and the Gemara, bibchinas, as the Pasuk says, kevosim lilvushecha, sheep for your garments. You know, the wool of the sheep is for your garments. And this is also a term that's used in the Zohar HaKadosh, in the Gemara, the garment of the rabbis, the holy garment of the rabbis, meaning the laws that they learn, the Torah that they learn, is their garment. V'alkein, and therefore, hamalbushim heim tikun u'shmiro min haklipos kemuva b'divrei Rabbeinu Neir Yoyer. The clothing that a Jew wears is a major tikkun. It's a very, very important part of the person and their connection to Hashem and the connection to the Torah. And it's also a protection from klipos, from the forces of the Sitra Achra, as we find mentioned in Rabbeinu Zal's teachings. It's interesting to note that especially in all times it's like this. The Gemara says about the Jewish people in Egypt that one of the things that held us close to Hashem, connected to Hashem, even though we were in exile, even though we were in Egypt, the cesspool of impurity of the world, was the fact that the Jews refused to change their clothing. They maintained the Jewish way of dress and would not adapt, would not assimilate to take on the secular or the non-Jewish style of dress. And we find throughout the generations, and especially in today's times, we see that when there are, unfortunately, teenagers or others, when they reject a certain lifestyle, when they choose, chas v'shalom, to walk away from how religious their parents are or the religious environment that they're in, etc., one of the first things that it shows itself in is the clothing. They don't want to wear their clothing. They don't want to wear the long coat or the jacket or the, again, a different type of shirt and a different type of this. Here, Rav Nosson Zal gives us a few words that malbushim are a tikkun and shmira from klipos. It's a tremendous protection. It's not something to be taken lightly. Sometimes, by a Jew wearing religious clothing, sometimes that serves as a protection for the person, that it won't allow him to go into certain places. It won't allow him to participate in certain things which could be harmful for a nice Jewish boy or girl. V'heim bebchinas tikkun habris. And the clothing of a person is also representative of the tikkun habris of the person. Dahainu meaning kisha habegodim nikiyim koroi. When the clothing is clean, is properly clean spiritually. Bibchinas, as the Pasuk speaks about, begodim levonim, white garments, white clothing. White meaning not stained, not carrying on its stains of pegamabris. Begodim levonim, heim bechinas tikkunabris. That reflects tikkunabris, kemavoyer b'maymar haiman, as is discussed in chapter 29 in Likut Imran. And as we find also by Adam and Chava, the Pasuk says, after they committed the sin of the Eitz Hadas, and Hashem wanted to rectify them, Hashem wanted to help them correct, fix things, it says, Vayas Hashem alikim l'Adam alishtoi kosnos oir v'yalbishem. Hashem made for Adam and Chava garments of oir. Oir means skin or leather, and Hashem dressed them. The Targumai, and the Targum on that Pasuk says, Ubosar dechovu, after they sinned, Ovad Lohain Hashem made them these garments, implying that these garments were going to be part of the correction for the sin. Nimtza, we see therefore, Shehein bebechinas tikun shenase achar hatshuva. So we see therefore that the clothing is a part of the tikkun that's done after a person does tshuva, after a person recognizes that they committed sin, after a person realizes they did something wrong, then there's the clothing, the garments. Ki ikar, now Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain a little bit. Ki ikar achizas hasitra achro humin hamachloikis. That one of the main sources from which the sitra achra, the other side, is able to draw strength and power and energy is famachloikis. When there is opposition, when there is divisiveness. Ki heim bebechinas machloikis. Because the sitra achra is machloikis. Kemuva b'maymar v'yasei v'likim. As Rabbeinu Zal discusses this in chapter 62 in Likutei Moran. There Rabbeinu Zal discusses the conflict and the controversy that goes on inside of a person, where a person sometimes feels, has questions, and they don't know which way to go. That machloikis is a reflection of the sitra achra. The siren that you're hearing in the background, today is Yom HaZikaron in Eretz Yisrael, and at 11 o'clock, this is when they remember the hundreds or thousands of people who died in wars here in Eretz Yisrael, trying to protect Eretz Yisrael, trying to protect the Jews in Eretz Yisrael. The shir should be Le'ilo Nishmasam. Also today, Hey Yor is the yahrzeit of one of the closest students of all time of Rav Rosenfeld, Zichron Evrocha. His name was Horav Moshe Yaakov ben Chaim Akiva HaKohen. He was a young man. He was part of the group of students that came to Rav Rosenfeld with Chaim Kramer, Moshe Shor, Gavriel Grossman, those people who know them. And he was an exceptional, exceptional individual in that he was good at everything. He was very smart, very bright. He was a good speaker, so he was able to be like an assistant rabbi. Even though he was among the students, he was like a leader, a student leader. He had a beautiful voice. He was a good chazan, and he knew how to daven. And in fact, Rav Moshe Burstein, should be healthy and well, taught him, Rav Moshe Borshtein always remembers how they used to walk up and down the streets in Yerushalayim with Rav Moshe teaching him the nusach of Rosh Hashanah, for him to be able to be the chazan for Rosh Hashanah in New York, for those people who couldn't come to Meiron. At that time, it was before Uman was on the map, you know, before Uman was being considered, you know, for... So he groomed him to be the chazan, to be qualified, to be able to... And he said he learned it beautifully, perfectly. And this student of Rav Rosenfeld, he lived with his parents until he got married. And where he lived was, I think, about an hour and a half walk from where Rav Rosenfeld's Zal lived, and gave shiurim on... And he would walk on Shabbos an hour and a half to attend the shiur. You know, that was his respect and love for Torah, for Breslov. Tremendously exceptional. And he found a girl and got engaged and got married. And during his Sheva Brachas, he turned very sick, went to the hospital, and passed away. So, you know, very, very, very young age. And this left a mark on that whole Chabura, that whole Chevra of students. He was their leader, like, and he was their mentor. All of them looked up to him as being the choicest of the students. And yet, unfortunately, he passed away at a very young age. Today is his yahrzeit. We dedicate the shiur in his memory, in memory of all those whose yahrzeit is today and all those who are being remembered today. Yidden who fell trying to help Klal Yisrael. V'chol ze nase al yidei pegam eitz hadas. And all of this, this machloikis, the sitra achra, is all a result of the pegam of the eitz hadas. Shehu bechinas pegam habris. And we know that the pegam of the eitz hadas is also referred to as pegam habris. Shayidei ze nisarev toivora, through which good and bad become mixed up in a way that you can't recognize them, you can't separate them. Venis arvev hadas, and the das becomes confused. The person gets, person says, I'm very mixed up, I can't think straight. Umize nase machloikis, and this is what causes conflict and controversy. Shehu me'eruv hadas, it's from the das being mixed up, people are not thinking clearly. Umisham yini kosum kanal, and that's where the sitra achra draws its strength and energy from machloikis, from this bilbul hadas. V'alkein, and therefore, since we just learned that the sitra achra draws its strength from machloikis, and when toiv and ra are mixed together in a way that you can't sort them out, therefore hapiskei halachos hem tikkun lazeh. When Jews study Torah Shebal Peh, which has this good and bad mixed up in it in a sense, and they study it well enough to be able to sort out the good from the bad, to be able to identify what's right and wrong, what path we follow and what path we do not follow. In the Mishnah it says, this rabbi says you're allowed to do this, this rabbi says you're not allowed to do it, this rabbi says it's kosher, this rabbi says it's not, you know. Those people who are zeichet to the piskei halachos, where they come to the final conclusion of no, that's the tikkun for all of this. Kayidei shemavarin hahalacha, because by sorting out the halacha, heosur vahamuter, the right from wrong, umachriin bein hamachlokes shebikdusha, and we're able to decide, to be able to bring about compromises or decisions from within this machlokes. Machlokes of holiness, the machlokes in the Torah, v'nase sholoim, and thereby we're able to generate peace. Aydeze nichna hamachlokes hasitra achra, by being able to bring about sholoim within the machlokes of kedusha, within the Torah shebal peh. Through that, we're able to defeat and bring about the downfall of the machlokes of the sitra achra, sheyini kosam me machlokes. Whereas we said before, they draw their energy and strength from machloikis. V'alkein, and therefore, habegodim, the clothing, shehem bebchinas piskei halachos, which we said represent these halachos that are shorn, the clothing that's made from wool, that's shorn from sheep, that's like the halachos that we shear off from the Torah Shebal Peh, from the Gemara, Bebchinas Chalukah Derabbanan. This is the garment of the rabbis. The garment of the rabbis is when a rabbi is given the authority to pasken halacha, when he's advanced so far in his knowledge of Torah Shebal Peh that he's qualified to render decisions, to be able to know what's right, what's wrong. How Alkein heim shmira min haklipos. That's why the clothing is a protection from the klipos. The clothing is the halachos. The clothing is where we've already sorted out the good from the bad. That's the protection from the klipos. Veheim bebechinas tikkun habris. And the clothing are a reflection of the tikkun habris of the person. We know, interestingly, the battle of the clothing, that's being promoted throughout the world by secular promoters, by advertisers, by people who are looking just to make money and more money and more money, usually the theme that drives them is pigam habris. They're trying to get the women, the girls, to dress as promiscuously as possible, as attractively, as much to attract the eye, to et cetera, et cetera. And so too the men, to try to get the men to dress in ways that attract attention to them or in ways that inspire pigam habris, in ways that promote all kinds of thoughts in that direction. That's the whole theme behind the clothing of the Sitra Achra. Whereas the whole concept of religious clothing, both by men and by women, is clothing that's as simple as possible, simple, doesn't attract attention, doesn't attract the eye, and doesn't promote, doesn't push, you know, showing things that would bring about the wrong kind of thoughts, chas v'shalom. Ki heim bechinas tikkun hamachloikis, because the garments, the clothing, are the tikkun for the machloikis. V'alkein tzorech litein reishis hagez lakoyhein. Now you'll understand, based on this introduction, you'll understand why we give the first of the wool, the first of the wool that we share from the sheep, we give it to the koyhein. Ki ha-koyein hu b'chinas bris sholoim. Because the koyein represents bris, and he represents sholoim. We know that Hashem said to Pinchas, because of the fact that Pinchas stood up to Zimri ben Soloi, who was the leader of the tribe of Shimon, who was promoting promiscuity, who went and took a non-Jewish woman in front of all Klal Yisrael, and he was going to show that he's not ashamed, he's not afraid, in front of Moshe Rabbeinu, in front of Hashem, to do the most disgusting, promiscuous thing possible. And Pinchas, who killed him and the woman, Hashem rewarded him by saying, I'm giving you my covenant, the bris of shalom, of peace. So we see that tikkun habris is bris shalom. And the koyhanim, that's the koyhen who received this bris shalom. Vaydereishis hagez shenoisein lakoyhen, and through this first wool that we give to the koyhen, aydeze nasin habigodim bebchinas shalom. Through that we make a tikkun for all of the wool that's going to come from that sheep, that the wool should have a blessing in it. It should have this gift of shalom in it, this peace in it. Shu bechinas psak halocha, which is similar to the psak halacha she'oise sholoim bein hamachloikis, which is the peace among conflicting opinions. When rabbis are arguing about whether you're allowed to do this or not, and one rabbi, you know, the rabbis come to a final decision, a final conclusion, that we have decided to agree on one of the two opinions, that's sholoim. That's the sholoim in the machloikis. V'alkein, and this is why you'll understand also why in the Torah we find that Hashem labels the Kohanim as the rabbis, the poiskim of Klal Yisrael, the teachers of Klal Yisrael. V'alkein ha-hoiro nitna l'kohanim. Teaching, and especially teaching halacha, was given over to the Kohanim. K'mo shekosuv, as the Pasuk says, yoiru mishpotecho le'yakov. When Moshe Rabbeinu is giving the blessing to Shevet Levi, which is from where the Kohanim come from, he says, you will be the ones who will teach the laws to the Jewish people. Yoiru mishpotecho liyakov. Kal yidei shehim bebchina sholoim. Because through the fact that the Kohanim are tikkun habris, they're the ones who, and therefore they are shalom, heim yecholim lahachriya hapsak halacha. They are qualified to decide, to compromise in certain cases, and to decide which way the halacha should go, ulahoyreis, and to make those final decisions in halacha. Ki ze bechinas shalom kanal, because that goes back to this concept of peace, resolving the conflicts and controversies in the Torah Shebaal Peh, especially in the oral Torah. Vazai, and once a person has given the reishis hagez to the kohen, then habegodim bebchina shmira, then the garments that will be made from the wool that comes from that sheep will be a protection, will serve as a protection, a spiritual protection for the one who wears those garments. V'tikun, and it serves as a tikun, al yedei bechinas sholoim, shu bechinas piskei halachos, through the peace which is associated with the final halachos.